November 28th, 2023. Month end meeting, 6:45 p.m. Regular town board meeting, 7 o'clock p.m.
Welcome everyone to a end of the month audit meeting for Monroe Town Board for November 28th, 2023. And ask the clerk to please call the roll.
Councilmember Stewart.
Here.
Councilmember Newman.
Here.
Councilmember Van Castle.
Here.
Councilmember Donahue. And Supervisor Kuzniers.
Here. So we have a quorum present. So we'll begin to conduct the official business of the audit meeting. And we do have, we've got three vouchers we do need to discuss, mostly administrative actions required. We have one from Action Septic Service, Roto-Rooter. This was a sewer emergency. There was a pump breakage at Bluebird Terrace, and the repair was over the $2,000 spending limit for the Water Sewer Department. Mike is looking for authorization to pay the voucher in the amount of $3,840. So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The next one is Allegiance Trucks. The board approved, if you recall, some back and forth, but back in October, the board approved $5,321.27 for repair for truck 10. The final cost exceeded the amount authorized by the board by $615.37. Highway Superintendent is looking for authority to pay the voucher at the increased amount of $5,936.64.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And the final voucher is for Seaworth Equipment. This is for the emergency grinder pump repair, which was over $2,000. And the water superintendent is looking for authority to pay the bill at the amount of $3,159.20.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Go down that, and I think we go right there. Do we have all three signatures now?
Yeah.
Here you go. We got your signature there. Now we have resolutions for transfers. As you know, as we get toward the end of the year, the numbers of transfers increases dramatically. So we've got the pages here. And if you would like, we can do them by page. Want to speed things up. So I'll entertain a motion that $3,600 be transferred from account A1990.4, the general contingent account, to A1620.4, which is general billings contractual. Also let $2,350 be transferred from account A1990.4, general contingent account, to account A1410.4, which is general town clerk contractual, and also $2,000 be transferred from account A1990.4, general contingent account, to account A6460.4, which is general economic development, and finally that $500 be transferred from account A9060.8, which is general employees benefits and medical insurance, to account A9045.8, which is general employee benefits health buyout.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And the second and final page of resolutions to transfer funds. Entertain a resolution that specifies $15,000 be transferred from account A7310.1, which is General Beach Programs payroll, and that $5,000 be transferred from A8810.1, General Cemeteries payroll, both to account A7140.4, General Recreation Contractual, and that combined total will be $20,000. And we want to And also authorize the transfer of $85.29 from account 812.20.2, which is general supervisor equipment, to account 820.20.4, which is general supervisor contractual. Also, that $53.08 be transferred from account A1990.4, which is general contingent account, to account A1410.1, which is general town clerk personal services. And finally, $25.75 from account A1330.4, which is general recreation, general receiver of taxes contractual, to account A1330.1, general receiver of taxes personal services.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And then the last item is resolutions to increase appropriations by $40,000 to account GI 8110.4, which is sewer administration contractual.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. That's it for transfers and increases. That's that. Anything else you have for us?
No.
Okay, I'm paying a motion to pay the bills as audited.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And finally, a motion to adjourn the last meeting.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Thank you very much, Don. Appreciate all your help.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You all set?
Okay, we're going to get started. I'd like to welcome everyone to the end of the month regular town board meeting for November, November 28th, 2023, and ask the deputy clerk to please call the roll to establish a quorum.
Councilmember Stewart.
Here.
Councilmember Newman.
Here.
Councilmember Van Tassel.
Here.
Councilmember Donahue. And Supervisor Kuzniers.
Here. And if everyone please rise for Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to a republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much, everyone. Then item two is approval of minutes. I believe we have two sets. The first being October 10th, 2023, which was a regular town board meeting. Second being October 24th, 2023, which was the monthly audit meeting. And I think we can take them both together. Yes, everybody was here.
Mm-hmm.
So,
second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Agenda item three, Highway Department. First item I have on our highway, Jeffrey is looking for town board resolution that states, whereas the town board has authorized the partial reimbursement of Medicare for eligible retirees on the Medicare Advantage Health Plan, and whereas retiree Maureen Lurkey is enrolled in the Medicare Advantage Plan on July 1st, 2023, the motion would be resolved that the town board hereby authorizes Medicare reimbursement payments for Maureen Lurkey in the amount of $289.20 quarterly, effective July 1st, 2023.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, the highway superintendent would like, this is a PO, right?
Yes.
Like to open a PO with Morton Saul out of Chicago, Illinois, in the amount of $30,000. This is a state contract price, state contract number is PC 70133.
So,
sorry. Any discussion? Under discussion, the balance in the account to date is $160,311.39. The amount budget for the entire year was $225,000. So, as of right now, we're in pretty good shape. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And then the last item is some road dedications. We have one or two road dedications? Just one?
There's two roads, but there's one road dedication. It's both listed in
the... Oh, they're all the same one, though.
Yes, sir.
so I believe in order to accept this, the highway superintendent had to certify that the road met town design standards. We do have a resolution. I think the clerk has it. We'd like to leave that in the record.
November 28th, 2023, Town Board, Town of Moreau. Subject, resolution accepting deed to Hidden Pond Way and Lookout Circle for dedication and easement for stormwater management area. Whereas Cerrone Land Holdings LLC has offered a deed to the Town of Moreau to dedicate Hidden Pond Way and Lookout Circle, located in the preserve at Old Saratoga Subdivision, as more particularly described in a survey map entitled Amended Subdivision Plan of a Portion of the Preserve at Old Saratoga, dated December 3rd, 2021, and last revised June 15th, 2022, filed in the Saratoga County Clerk's Office on August 31st, 2022, as instrument number M2022156, and whereas the Highway Superintendent and the Engineer for the Town have recommended acceptance of Hidden Pond Way and Lookout Circle for dedication for highway purposes. And whereas, pursuant to Moreau Town Code 124-17, Cerrone Land Holdings LLC delivered to the attorney for the town a warranty deed with lien covenant conveying Hidden Pond Way and Lookout Circle to the town. And whereas, pursuant to Moreau Town Code 124-17-1, Cerrone Land Holdings LLC also delivered a bond in the amount projected by the letter of credit estimate, as well as an affidavit affirming the installation of the top coat of Hidden Pond Way and Lookout Circle. And whereas Hidden Pond Way and Lookout Circle have been improved as a street or highway in accordance with the standards and specifications for a town highway within the town of Moreau, and in conformance with applicable regulations and requirements and provisions of state law pertinent thereto, and whereas Cerrone Land Holdings LLC has complied with all submission of all the required documents contained in Moreau Town Code 124-17, including the providing of a title insurance policy naming the Town of Moreau as the insured party, and whereas the preserve at Old Saratoga Homeowners Association, Inc., a not-for-profit corporation organized under the laws of New York, is the homeowners association which owns the stormwater management system located at the preserve at Old Saratoga, and has provided the attorney for the town with a stormwater management area maintenance agreement. And whereas the preserve at Old Saratoga Homeowners Association, Inc., has provided the attorney for the town with an easement granting the town a permanent right-of-way and easement with respect to the stormwater management area. And now, therefore, be it resolved that the town board, on behalf of the town, does hereby consent to the order of the highway superintendent laying out the said streets, and does hereby accept the deed of dedication on the said roads to be known as Hidden Pond Way and Lookout Circle. And it is further resolved that the town board, on behalf of the town, does hereby accept the granting of an easement for the stormwater management area at the preserve at Old Saratoga Subdivision. And it is further resolved that the supervisor is hereby authorized and directed to execute any and all necessary documents to effectuate the road dedications, easement, and stormwater management area maintenance agreement. And it is further resolved that the attorney for the town is directed to provide all documents for recording at the Saratoga County Clerk's Office to Title North, Inc., which will record all documents at the sole expense of Cerrone Land Holdings, LLC.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Would someone like to move the resolution for discussion?
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. There's nothing else on the highway for this evening?
No.
Agenda item four, I have a request from the assessor's office to authorize town board to engage an addendum to the agreement between the town of Moreau and Gar Associates regarding assessment support services. But the addendum, counselor, would run from January 1, 2024. Is that something this board can act on this evening?
Or yes.
Can, okay. All right, so the addendum states it is mutually agreed by both parties that Bear Associates LLC will provide additional support services to the town of Rome in the terms of the original agreement dated May 29th, 2019, and modify the scope of services to include additional services as outlined in the attached proposal. Term of this addendum is for the period January 1, 2024 through December 31st, 2024. Both parties agree that at the end of this term, December 31st, 2024, this agreement may be renewed for an additional time period as mutually agreed upon. Attaches the payment schedule for the period January 2nd, 2024 through December 31st, 2024. This addendum shall be effective upon the signature of Town and Bear Associates LLC authorized officials. Shall be enforced from January 1, 2024 to December 31st, 2024. And it's very similar to the services Gar has been providing over the past several years. And the cost is $45,000 for about 20 different items that their services include, as well as a $2,500 fee for the Pro's website annual license fee. So the total 2024 fee would be $47,500. And I think we budgeted much more than that.
Yeah.
Budget for that.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion?
I want to point out that, you know, there's a significant spend on outside vendor. It's proven to be very beneficial for us, and that department continues to break down significantly. In our 5-year average, spend before now was in the $75,000 range. So just want to commend them for continuing to up their skills in the office here so we don't have to spend, but it's money well spent.
Great. Any other conversation, discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Agenda item 5 is the billing department. I've received a request from DKM Properties, a developer doing business in our town, that would like the town to waive the local law requirement that requires developers, I think when they have more 10 lots or more, to tie in to the sewer system. And I did consult with our town engineer as well as our special counsel of the sewer districts, which have significant concerns if the town board were to make an exception to the local law, and they recommend against it. But this is something that I did say I'd bring to the town board for discussion. I don't know how the rest of the board feels about it. In designing our rate structure, we do take into consideration those properties, those proposals that are underway that would meet the half a mile requirement. So if we were to act on this particular instance, it would set a precedence for all the others that are also underway.
Hmm. I'm not a fan of exploring it based on some of the things you mentioned, but most important to me, it wouldn't be fair to the others that we haven't made those same exceptions for.
Right. I agree.
And I'd much rather, within that close distance, see us collect sewer into a municipal sewer system as opposed to into the ground, where we have pretty horrible soils right here.
Any other thoughts, questions, comments? All righty. So I will relay that back to BKM Properties. Of the representatives. Agenda item 6 is Recreation Department. We have a number of requests from the Rec Director, the first being the purchase of recreation basketball shirts and jerseys. We have a quote from Hallware on Lawrence Street in Glens Falls in the amount of $2,860.37. Northeast Promo cannot do the job, so they did not put a price in. Northman Graphics has a price of $2,443.25. The recommendation from the rec director is to go with Northman Graphics. They've done the shirts for a number of years now, and they also have the best price. This would come from account 8310.4, which has a balance of $11,511.74 as of October 31st.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The next item is in relation to the AMSL fire suppression system in the kitchen for, is it 12-year maintenance?
Every 12 years, yeah.
Every 12 years, you have to do this. We have a price from New York Fire and Security of $1,295. The note here is that New York Fire Security is part of the current contract. This is part of the current contract.
Right. Correct.
And the suppression system is in the girls' softball concession. And it's for up to, it's up for 12 years maintenance. This would be paid from account A7140.4, which has a current balance of $42,923.77 as of October 31st.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The next item is in relation to the fire extinguishers annual inspections townwide. The rec director was gracious enough to come up with a quote for all the townwide costs. The board member should have a copy of the breakdown with the various departments and their locations. First vendor is Capital Fire and Safety out of Glenville, New York, at a price of $3,585. Second vendor is New York Fire and Security at a price of $1,802.95. And the third vendor, although a quote was requested, none was returned from Albany Fire Extinguisher and Water Relief. And again, this would be for annual inspections and, when necessary, replacement of portable fire extinguishers for all town buildings and vehicles, etc. Servicing and inspection of the K-type extinguisher and softball concession stand as well. I'm not going to read the quote, the codes, because they come from so many different codes. Just looking for town authorization for the purchase.
Make a motion to purchase from New York Fire and Security in the amount of $1,802.95 from accounts.
From the respective accounts.
Correct, from the respective accounts.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
I just have a question. I know Carlo's working on with you about potential changing hours, or I don't know if you have any updates on that.
I did talk with Carla. So that requires an amendment to local law. And talking with her, we felt the best thing to do is to remove the local law and let the town board do it by policy whenever necessary. But because it would require another local law to remove it, that requires public hearing, et cetera. So you want to have Carl work to amend that law, or actually repeal it, that allows the, or sets the town hours.
Yeah, that's fine.
We've tweaked it once in the past several years. I think the board is in agreement.
Yes.
We want it gone so that we can do it administratively instead of legislatively.
That's fine.
Okay. Here's your answer.
So as of right now, I cannot do anything until the potential next board meeting then? I just want to do anything wrong, so
it's I can't. Going to have to set the public hearing, which is going to be 30 days, correct?
Yes.
And then we're going to have the public hearing, and then we can set it from there. What I plan to do is keep an eye on the weather with you. We're going to have two meetings before the December break, if we need to, because we do have the power to set the extend the hours for the break for the kids. If we do have the ice rink up and we do have snow, we can set that at the meeting prior to the break if the So I do plan to address what our concern is.
Perfect.
Until we can handle the law, and ultimately this is the long-term fix where the policy will just be the rec director and set the hours and not have to go to the town board and change it. But let's do it right, and we'll address that issue at the next meeting.
Sounds good.
Anything else?
Thank you, Joe.
Agenda item 7 is supervisor items. We do have a resignation letter from Art Gedway, who had, I think he's worked since 2016 as part-time janitor here in at Highland Garage. And he states that due to medical reasons, he will need to retire as cleaner and crossing guard for the town of Moreau effective immediately. He says he loves his job, is unable to continue to work, and he thanks us for the many years that he has had with the town. So I entertain regretfully a motion to accept his resignation.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Supervisor items. I do not require an executive session. Do you, Malcolm?
Yeah, you do have. You have another supervisor item. I don't know. Is it the public hearing or anything like that?
I'm going to do that in a little bit.
Okay.
So it takes us on to agenda nine, other business, and first issue we'll address, which is the. Actually, we'll go with the public hearings and then we'll do the town board meeting. We have to establish three public hearings. The first one is in relation to 2024 water rates. The next is in relation to 2024 sewer rates. And the third is in relation to amending our sewer ordinance. My recommendation would be to do it on December 21st, maybe 15 minutes apart, or 10 minutes apart, or less, whatever you'd like, beginning at 4 p.m., followed by the audit meeting and then the regular town board meeting if the board is in agreement. So, does that work for
everyone? 21st?
Yeah, beginning at 4 o'clock.
That works for me.
So I guess the resolution would be for a public hearing on 2024 water rates for 4 p.m. on the 21st of December. And then a public hearing on the 2024 sewer rates for 4:10 on the 21st of December. And then the public hearing on local law number 4 of 2023, which amends the sewer ordinance at 4:15 on December 21st.
You want them at 4?
I'm sorry.
You want them at 4 o'clock?
4:10 and 4:20.
And then are we going to have our regular meeting?
That yeah, so that'll be a separate resolution.
The regular meeting is going to follow.
Yeah, so then we'll do the audit.
Okay, so we're going to move everything up from our normal setup, aren't we?
Yes, okay. If you're okay with that.
So 4:30 meeting and 4:45.
No, you're getting ahead of yourself. Right now I'm just looking for a resolution on the three public hearings.
So moved.
Second. Clerk, do you have the times?
Yes.
4 o'clock, 4:10, 4:20.
Perfect.
Everybody's okay with that? Mm-hmm. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And then I would like to move the end of the month audit meeting and end of the month regular town board meeting from the week, I think December 26th, also the December 21st, beginning with the audit meeting at 4:30 and the regular town board meeting at 4:45. Is that okay?
Just for me?
Yes.
Yeah. So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. So we got the public hearings all set. And just for background for the clerk, business. The final item, we do have Representative NextAmp with us this evening. If you recall, they have come before us and in relation to their solar project in the industrial park, specifically as it relates to a conservation easement. Town board offered input on it at the time. And now, I think, Michael, you have a different proposal that you'd like to make the town board aware.
Sure. Thank you.
We'll give you a couple minutes.
Yeah, I won't take up too much of your time. Thank you to the board for entertaining us tonight. I had a chance to speak with the supervisor earlier today just to get this on the town board's radar. My name is Mike Cucciera from NextAmp. Bakers Falls Solar is the project. We're the developer, owner, and builder of these solar projects. This 3-megawatt community solar project is located in the industrial park, spread out across 3 privately owned parcels, not town-owned parcels. However, on those parcels is a easement for utility, conservation, and archaeological easement, which creates some title issues for us, particularly along the parcel boundaries where the town has a 40-foot buffer set aside specifically for the utility easements. When we first came to you, I think it was in spring of this past year, we presented to the board a second amendment to that utility and conservation easement, which would have changed real property rights. We realized that that could be a challenge for the town, and maybe something not as appetizing or something that they'd want to engage in. So what we'd like to discuss, and after this meeting I could circulate to the board for consideration, hopefully at the next meeting, would be a consent and acknowledgement of easement agreement. In this version, no real property rights are changed. However, what we'd be asking for is consent from the board in which to encroach on these buffers along the parcel lines to allow us to build the project. That consent to build and operate on those buffers would last only for the lease term of the project, and once decommissioned, those rights would fully go back to the town board. There would be no impact to the conservation easement, and these buffer areas really are only hitting them at 3 points, 2 internal parcel lines, and as our entrance road enters the project. So, I wanted to get that in front of you tonight and maybe seek some guidance on how we could advance this for a vote, potentially at the next board meeting. I do have a draft consent and acknowledgement of the easement agreement that I could share, and I'd make myself available for any questions and red lines as you see fit. But as I was explaining to the supervisor, this is really critical for us to figure out so that we can move to construction in 24 and be able to, you know, serve over 275 customers within the area, including Moreau, with discounted solar energy credits from these projects. And so, open to any questions and your thoughts.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, if you want to share those documents. And,
do you want me to share the ones you sent to my office? Will that work, or do you have something up for you?
No, that would be great. Maybe what I could do is just, if you'd like, I could add on a map and the ALTA plan just to show you what those impacts are. I think they're pretty minor, and the fact that it reverts back to the town at the end, I think, should be interesting to all.
Yeah, if you want to include that updated information, and I think you have a little narrative in there, if you want to expand on that.
Sure.
Send to my office and my confidential secretary to the board members for the review. I'd encourage any board members that have any questions or comments before the next board meeting to, you know, reach out to Mike and go from there.
Yep. That would be great. I'll certainly circulate it and hope to see you soon.
Okay.
You were able to have discussions with our legal counsel?
I have shared this with Carla, not Ms. O'Hara, so I can include you in as well.
Right. Carla shared with me today.
Oh, okay.
I had a chance to look at it, but she's going to make a final call if she's available.
Okay, great. Well, I'll make sure that you're included and be available for anything you need.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Agenda item 10 is privilege of the floor. Any member of the public wish to be heard, please state your name and address for the record, and you have 3 minutes to address the board. Yes, ma'am.
Maureen Dennis, 21887 New York, Route 22, Hoosick Falls, New York. I'm curious, and the last time we talked about this, you couldn't answer why the meeting minutes for regular town board for October 24th or November 14th are available yet online. And I see Brenda's not here today. Is Brenda done attending board meetings?
I have no comment.
You have no comment. Okay. Diane, can you answer that question?
No, you're directed to the board.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do any of the board members have any comment?
I don't think any comment on it. Sometimes the deputy clerk, sometimes it's the clerk.
Well, I'm just, who would be able to answer that question for me when those meeting minutes will be available?
Well, town board, as I indicated at the last meeting when you brought it up, and the one before that, doesn't do the minutes.
I understand
so
that.
So why don't you reach out to the office that does the minutes?
I have reached out.
Well, then, we don't have authority over a separately elected official.
Okay. As the town supervisor, you have no authority over anybody else?
You didn't listen to what I said.
I did listen. But I also, 3 months ago, people weren't willing to give me anything because they were told by Todd they couldn't. So, all right, next question. Last meeting you mentioned that there was funds being appropriated to ARPA funds. They weren't in the agenda. So I'd like clarification on that. You had stated that you would receive word from the engineer regarding sewer invoices for services rendered. Were they engineering services? That's exactly what you said.
No, it's not.
I wrote it down verbatim. It was at 4303 in the meeting, and it went from 4303 to 4329. You said you'd receive word from the engineers regarding sewer invoices for services rendered. So my question is, was it for engineering services? Because there was nothing in the...
It is what I said it was.
There was nothing in the audit or the supplemental information regarding either of those two very large invoices. For $493,000, you mentioned one, and you said that the other one would be much larger. But you were appropriating the ARPA funds. I'm curious to see...
I wasn't the main town board.
Okay, again.
Words have meaning.
I'm sorry?
Words have meaning.
I can't understand what you're saying.
Apparently.
No, I really couldn't understand what you just said. Could you say it again, please?
I said it twice.
You won't say it a third time?
No, I won't.
Okay. So as far as, I'm curious, is the engineer LaBarge that you referenced group?
The engineer for sewer projects is LaBarge.
Okay. Are they also the construction manager?
I believe so.
Okay. So any billings for any construction would go through them first before it comes to the town?
Not any construction, only those related to the sewer project.
Okay. No, that I was specifically asking for District 1 Extension 5. I'm assuming that's what those large invoices were for. Is that correct?
I answered the question.
Okay. All right. And last question was, I've yet to receive your response to my appeals. I went on the record the last time. You said you sent it, and I asked you to resend it.
No, I sent it instead of responding.
Okay. So your response to me was not a reply?
It was the confines of the law.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your time.
Corey, I can answer one of your questions. I spoke with the town clerk about the minutes. It was the 24th, and it was the public comment section. She's still working through. I do recall that night was quite lengthy, and she's trying to make it accurate.
Okay.
As far as the, I believe, I'm trying to look.
11 to 14.
The 14th, I mean, that was just one meeting ago, and we normally don't get them for at least a meeting after. So I'm not shocked by that, but I did ask about that because I saw the audit meetings for the 24th
yes.
were in front of us.
Thank you.
And then I was asked about that. She told me that's what it was. So
I
know she's
that.
Actively working on them to make sure that they're accurately.
Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
And I would just add to the record that, you as an advocate for your employer have made a significant nearly a dozen FOIL requests, particularly at the busiest time of the year when collecting school taxes. And we have a limited amount of resources. Limited amount of resources to follow the letter of law, and that's what we're trying to do. And so when we're up against state law, minutes don't get done in a timely fashion. I don't know if that's what the reason is, but I can tell you that plays a major role in what we've gone through in this political season.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other member of public wish to be heard? If not, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Motion to adjourn?
Yes, sir.
All in favor? Any opposed?